This is Poetry Off the Shelf from the Poetry Foundation. I'm Curtis Fox. This week, The Trouble with Spring. Spring weather is like Lucy, and we are Charlie Browns. Every April, we think we're going to get to kick that football and finally bask in warmth and sunshine. But then it snows, or it's miserably cold and rainy for weeks on end, and the joke is on us. April is the cruelest month, Charlie Brown. Today on the program, we have two poems set in early spring, one by Jane Kenyon and another by Joyce Pesaroff. Jane Kenyon wrote a lot about the seasons, especially as observed from the New Hampshire farmhouse that she shared with her husband of many years, poet Donald Hall. Jane Kenyon died in 1995 at the age of 47. Joyce Pesaroff is the author of several collections of poetry and an editor. She and Jane Kenyon were close friends and colleagues. We recorded her reading some of her poems last year at a conference in Minneapolis, and when we asked her to also read a poem from our website by another poet, she chose The Clearing by her friend Jane Kenyon. I asked her to introduce it for us.
Jane wrote a lot of poems about her cats. She and Don brought their cats from Ann Arbor to New Hampshire when they moved in 1975. But around Jane's third book of poems, the dog Gus appears. Mm-hmm. And the dog is the designated optimist and kind of an avatar for the body. The dog is sensual. The dog is connected to the earth. And here is one of Jane's poems of walking the dog, and she had written several. And it's a poem of spring just about to burst forth. It starts with the dog penetrating this thicket of junipers and doing all of these sensual things, rolling around, snuffling, rubbing his body against the earth. It's a very sexy poem.
And it's a dog poem.
but it's also about the erotics of spring.
Uh-huh.
Everything is at that moment of bursting forth.
Well, this is such an appropriate poem to hear right now because we're recording this in April. Spring is not quite here. We're in Minneapolis. It's cold. It's dank. Winter is still lingering. We're waiting for the clearing to happen. So let's listen to it. Here's Jane Kenyon reading The Clearing.
The Clearing. The dog and I push through the ring of dripping junipers to enter the open space high on the hill where I let him off the leash. He vaults, snuffling between tufts of moss. Twigs snap beneath his weight. He rolls and rubs his jowls on the aromatic earth. His pink tongue lolls. I look for sticks of proper heft to throw for him while he sits prim and earnest in his love, if it is love. All night a soaking rain, and now the hill exhales relief and the fragrance of warm earth. The sedges have grown an inch since yesterday, and ferns unfurled, and even if they try, the lilacs by the barn can't keep from opening today. I longed for spring's thousand tender greens, and the white-throated sparrow's call that borders on rudeness. Do you know that since you went away, all I can do is wait for you to come back to me?
That was Jane Kenyon reading her poem, The Clearing. So what do you love? What really draws you to this poem? You really wanted to talk about this one. So what draws you to it?
What I love about this poem is that it's so sensuous, but at the end, it withholds. There are two questions in this poem, two things that come up in this poem. One thing has to do with the dog. And all this frenzy all of a sudden is still and waiting primly for his mistress to find a stick.
I look for sticks of proper heft to throw for him while he sits prim and earnest in his love, if it is love.
There's a little bit of a question there. Can something look like love but not be love?
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden the poem turns right after those lilacs are just about to burst, and almost casually a you appears in the poem.
Yes.
I longed for spring's thousand tender greens and the white-throated sparrow's call that borders on rudeness. Do you know that since you went away, all I can do is wait for you to come back to me.
The you who's not there, who isn't present, and who keeps the speaker of this poem suspended. Everything in nature is rushing forward. The dog is rushing forward. The tender greens are rushing forward. The plants are, the birds are singing. The birds are rude. They're so loud. But the speaker is suspended. The speaker has to wait. The speaker can't take part in all of this until you come back to me.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have this tremendous tension, and it can't be released because the you isn't there. And so that's what makes this poem to me so wonderful and interesting and emotionally dense. It is a poem of the joys of spring, but it's not just a poem of the joys of spring.
Or the joys of dogs.
Or the joys of dogs.
Or the joys of Donald Hall.
Or the joys of Donald Hall.
Because one assumes Donald Hall is the you in this poem.
Yes.
If not, he's in trouble.
Yes. And there are several poems, because Don used to travel a lot. Mm. He'd give readings, he'd give lectures, and often Jane would go with him, but later on, often she didn't. She had the dog to take care of. And, of course, she had her own work to do. But they hated to be separated.
What's really surprising about this poem is that it's a love poem that you have no clue that it's a love poem until right at the very end.
Yes.
When the
yes.
you comes into it. And then it totally changes the entire poem that preceded it.
Yeah, it stands the poem on its head. Again, the poem seems to be one of everything has been fulfilled. All the hopes have been fulfilled. All those expectations. Winter is over. Spring is finally here. But no, something's missing. Not every expectation is fulfilled and can't be fulfilled because of the missing beloved.
Joyce Peseroff. Now we're going to hear her read one of her poems. It's called April to May. It was written not long after the Berlin Wall came down in 1989. And the poem is alert to this historical moment. The Jane Kenyon poem we just heard was written, or published at least, in 1986, so it predates Joyce Peseroff's poem. It's hard not to think that Peseroff's poem is in some kind of dialogue with In the Clearing. It's also set in early spring, and the speaker is also waiting for a man to return. It's quite different, though. It's more erotically explicit. There's some language here that some people might find offensive. And it's also a lot longer, with 5 numbered sections. Here's Joyce Peseroff reading April to May.
1. It is cold enough for rain to coagulate and fall in heavy drops. Tonight, a skin of ice will grow over the bones of the smallest bush, making it droop like the wrist of someone carrying a heavy suitcase. This moving on from season to season is exhausting and violent, the break from the Berlin Wall of winter especially. Like a frostbitten hand coming to life, I color first with warmth, then with pain. Thawing, letting the great powers go their own way, in rivers and in flesh, frightens me, as this day warns me of an icy night. 2. Each year I am astonished at the havoc wrought on other lives. Fathers made tiny by cancer. A mother swollen around a bad heart brought on by aggravation. To suffer is to do something new yet always the same. A change of life from the sexual dread. Some women wish they were men. Some men wish they were dead. Still, there is coin in suffering. It makes us rich as Crisis in his golden tears, and we are rarely hated for it. This coin I store in a purse made of my mother's milk and flesh, which God says I must not mix. I use it instead to seek pleasure. 3. Walking around with this thing in me all day, this loving cup full of jelly, waiting for you to come home. 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, 8:30. What could be more important than love? I can't imagine. You can. Not a good day. Not about to get better. 4. The bird comes complete with heart, liver, and neck bone wrapped chastely in white paper. Still half frozen, the legs are hard to separate. Inside, wax paper sticks to the ribs. I reach like a vet delivering pigs or a boy finger-fucking a virgin. 5. Air the same sweet temperature inside the house as outside the house. Stepping up from the cellar with an armful of sheets, I listen for the dirge of flies under the chittering birds, both painfully loud. There is a stridency that's stubborn in a life grown by inches, the fat little fingers of buds bursting, ugly ducklings, the slow war of day against night. As I pin the swelling sheets with clothespins damp and too narrow at the mouth, I wonder how flies know to come out to feed the birds and feast themselves on the new stillborn, the stubborn great chain of being.
That was Joyce Pesaroff reading April to May from her book, A Dog in the Lifeboat. You can listen to and read more poems by Joyce Pesaroff and Jane Kenyon on our website. Do let us know what you think of this podcast. Email us at podcast@poetryfoundation.org. The theme music for this program comes from the Claudia Quintet. For Poetry Off the Shelf, I'm Curtis Fox. Thanks for listening.